It's taken her a long time to find the courage to take her shot at rock and roll, the phenomenon her dad helped invent.
It feels good to do something that's mine, that's for me. That feels really good. And then, you know, I can hold my head up higher.
Lisa Marie was born to Elvis and Priscilla Presley in 1968. She was their crown jewel, but the fairy tale wouldn't last. Her parents split when their little girl was just four.
It was like extremes. It was always extremes. It was either really good or really bad, and or a lot of instability. Two very different situations. A lot of freedom with my father, and then a lot of strictness with my mom. And I seemed to be sort of a forlorn, very deep, odd kid.
She turned even further inward when Elvis died in 1977. She was just nine and at Graceland that day.
I don't usually go into that day, or I've avoided that thus far. I'd rather just keep it there.
After her father's death, Lisa Marie's brooding childhood turned into a tortured adolescence.
People hated me because I thought I was a snob, immediately assumed that, and didn't hang out with me very much. So I'd end up hanging out with the drug addicts a bit, you know. Free criminals. I went on like self-destructo authority, you know, whatever, drugs, whatever it took. You know what I mean? I went into that whole thing for like, it was like a 3-year period.
The teenager's descent frightened her mom.
Where are you going?
Who tried desperately to control and protect her only child, but ultimately, Lisa Marie found strength from within.
I just woke up one day. I don't know. I was never in rehab. I was never addicted to anything. At some point, I woke up and went, what am I doing here? What's happening?
Her quest for answers led her down the same path that had worked for her mom.
I started reading a lot of Scientology. I answered my questions sufficiently to my satisfaction, and then they straightened my ass right up.
Lisa Marie finally found strength and clarity. She also found love. Lisa Marie Presley is single these days, but as she drives through the streets of Hollywood, this 35-year-old reflects on her lifelong search for love.
She loves the sun.
The year was 1987. Lisa Marie Presley was living in L.A., cleaning up after her difficult teen years, when she met rock and roll guitarist Danny Keough. They married in 1988. Lisa Marie was 20 years old. Baby Danielle arrived the next year, followed by Benjamin in 1992.
Being a mom was the smartest thing I've ever done, because it grounded me very early in life and gave me a purpose.
But the couple's marriage wouldn't last. After 6 years, they called it quits.
That was a hard break. It was one of those things where we were going at each other so much, and once the marriage sort of lifted the pressure off of us, we both looked at each other and were like, hey, I like you.
After the divorce, Lisa Marie sought comfort from her friends. One of her closest was Michael Jackson, but it was a friendship that almost never happened.
Immediately, I didn't want to meet him. I thought he was a freak. So I was like, I don't want to meet him. And I ended up going, okay, I'll meet him. And then within 20 minutes, like, I immediately went into, oh my God, you're not the person I thought you were. You're actually really cool.
Soon, the world was buzzing about a romance between the daughter of the king and the king of pop.
When Michael wants to pull you into his life somehow, he's very good at it.
In a match made in tabloid heaven, Lisa Marie Presley and Michael Jackson tied the knot in 1994. They then embarked on a series of very public displays of affection, starting with Michael's music video, You Are Not Alone.